Okay, so this presentation focuses on data from a Johns Hopkins trial called the Javita Project. It is in northwest rural Bangladesh, and we look at the contribution of non-pregnancy-related mortality to overall female deaths in this setting. We're also looking at the social and cultural contributing factors to these deaths. And I have no disclosures to report for this work. This slide illustrates the motivation behind this work. This shows adult female mortality rate over the past 3.5 decades in Bangladesh. Adult female mortality rate, it's basically the probability of a 15-year-old girl dying before she reaches the age of 60 if she's subject to current age-specific mortality rates. So we can see there was a dramatic decline in adult female mortality between 1970 and 2000. This was due in part to stabilization of the country following civil war, the end of famine, and also sharp drops in total fertility rate. We can see between 2000 and 2007, however, there's somewhat of a stagnation in the decline, and this has caused concern in a lot of the family planning programs in the country. And if you look at the research on deaths among women of reproductive age, the vast majority focuses on pregnancy-related mortality. Very few studies look at deaths outside of pregnancy, and even fewer look at the social and cultural factors that contribute to these deaths. There are many reasons we focus on pregnancy. It's usually a point of contact with the healthcare system. It allows us to address the continuum of maternal and child health. But this leads us to wonder whether we're missing important public health problems that women face, whether we're comprehensively addressing the issue of women's health. So for this research, our first research question was, what is the burden of non-pregnancy-related death among women of reproductive age, 14 to 45 years, in rural northwest Bangladesh? Secondly, what are the social and cultural factors that contribute to these deaths? So to answer this question, I worked with a population-based trial called the Javita Project. This was a maternal supplementation trial looking at maternal and infant mortality in two districts in the northwest, Gaibandha and Rongpur. Between the year 2000 and 2006, 125,000 women were followed throughout pregnancy for outcomes of interest, and their vital status was also tracked. We followed these women over time, so it was a population-based longitudinal cohort. The women were tracked throughout pregnancy, so if a death was reported, then it was entered into the system, and trained physician interviewers would conduct a verbal autopsy. This is a setting that lacks medical personnel, also lacks vital registration systems, so we would use verbal autopsy to assign the cause of death. During a verbal autopsy, a physician interviewer, they will visit the family of a deceased woman, and they'll talk to usually, you know, their family members, the husband, the mother-in-law, the parents, and they'll ask them about the biomedical symptoms the woman experienced. And they'll also elicit an open-ended narrative of the events the woman experienced, as well as the family's perception of what caused the woman's death. After the interview is conducted, physicians review the form and they assign a biomedical cause of death, proximal underlying causes of death as well. We also performed textual analysis of the narratives to identify social and cultural factors that contributed to these deaths. And just a little bit about the study area. The study area represents a typical agrarian society in rural Bangladesh, and the socioeconomic characteristics of this setting, they're common of rural communities throughout South Asia. That's one of the reasons we chose this study area. So here I'll present some results. This represents the deaths, all of the deaths that occurred between 2001 and 2006 in the study population. Of the 1,200 deaths that occurred, we found that 58% were non-pregnancy related, whereas 42% were pregnancy related. We define non-pregnancy related as deaths that are unrelated to pregnancy or its management. A pregnancy-related death is defined by ICD-10 as the death of a woman while pregnant or within 42 days of pregnancy termination, irrespective of the cause of death. So we can see here that non-pregnancy-related deaths actually contribute to the major proportion of mortality in this setting. And here we looked at a sample of 341 non-pregnancy-related deaths and then looked closer at the causes of death. Within this sample, we found that 73% of the deaths were caused by chronic disease, 12% due to infectious disease, and 15% due to injury. With an injury, 3/4 of these deaths were intentional, and 1/4 was unintentional. So if we look closer at the chronic diseases, the leading cause of death was cancer, followed by stroke, heart attack, hepatic failure, and diabetes. So we can really see here the important role that chronic disease plays in deaths in this population. Given the important role of chronic diseases, we looked more closely at the treatment-seeking behavior. This is a graph of points of contact with the health system for women who died of chronic diseases. The black bars represent non-certified care providers, basically care providers who lack medical certification or training. And in this setting, there are a range of non-certified providers, from village doctors to homeopathic treatment providers to shamans. The red bars represent medical doctors, board-certified medical doctors. So we can see that the majority of women actually preferred to first go to a non-certified provider. However, if we look at second, third, and fourth contacts, women at these points preferred to go to medical providers. And what's interesting here is that most women, over half of women, went to at least 3 different treatment providers. So really the take-home points here is that traditional providers are the first-line providers for women who die of chronic diseases, and women prefer to seek skilled care after the initial contact. So what we believe is happening here is that women are seeking care, they're seeking medical care after traditional treatment fails to cure their chronic illness. And now we'll look at some of the other categories of death. Within infectious diseases, 38% of respondents said that poverty was a barrier to receiving treatment. This was significantly higher than all of our other groups. And given that there is available effective treatment for infectious diseases, we believe this points to cost as still being a barrier to receiving treatment. Within sudden deaths, or deaths that occurred with little to no notice, a higher percentage of respondents reported that they believed the woman had been possessed by an evil spirit before death. And if you look at the overall study population, 25% of respondents said the woman had been possessed by an evil spirit before death. So this may indicate a perception of a non-medical disease perceptions that may contribute to care seeking. If you look at this picture at the top, this is actually a cow jaw hanging on the home of a respondent's home. And this is believed to deter, it's believed to protect the home from evil spirits. It can commonly be seen throughout the study area. Within intentional injuries, suicides, and homicides, women who died were much younger. They died at a mean age of 24 years compared to all other women who died at a mean age of 33 years. The billboard here actually shows a billboard in the study area which discourages domestic violence. There have been a lot of public health campaigns throughout rural Bangladesh to discourage domestic violence. So there are reports that it has gone down, but as Amy mentioned in her presentation, it's still an important problem in this population. So we'd like to conclude that non-pregnancy-related mortality is an important public health problem in this population, and most of these deaths occur from chronic diseases. Of women who seek care for chronic diseases, they usually seek multiple treatment providers with an initial preference for traditional care. Even though there is available effective treatment for infectious diseases, the cost of treatment remains a barrier to receiving care. And a belief in non-medical disease perceptions may delay medical care seeking in this population. So we'd like to stress that non-pregnancy-related mortality needs attention. While there has been a great research focus on pregnancy-related deaths, we may be missing important public health problems if we fail to look beyond the spectrum of just pregnancy. And we believe this should be an important focus for interventions as well as future research. I'd like to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Alan Labrique, as well as other faculty mentors at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, and also partners at the Jivita Project in Bangladesh. And I'd also like to acknowledge the Gates Foundation, USAID, the Office of External Affairs, and the Center for Global Health for funding this project. Thank you. Thank you.